As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
All right, so I want to speak to you shortly about what I call the prophet's honor. So there are some five things I want to talk to you about the prophet's honor. Number one, five things about the prophet's honor. Number one, the prophet's honor, or you write it this way, the prophet's offering is the offering given directly to the man of God in order to honor him. The prophet's offering, write it that way. I'm defining what prophet's honor is. It is the prophet's offering given to the man of God directly in order to honor him. It is not what we lay on altar. It is not tithe. It is not offering. It is not project seed. It is not contribution for sick people. I get what I'm saying. It is not when the prophet does fundraising to buy, like the way I'm looking for money to buy instruments for our branch churches that are left. It is not that. Now, this one is an offering that is given directly to a pastor. Now, forget about me. I'll plead with you. I'm not here for myself, so forget about me. I'm teaching Christians. I just, whoever is your pastor in this world, even if it's on TV, whatever I'm teaching, do it there, and it will work for you. It's as simple as that. A prophet's offering is the offering that is given directly to a man of God in honor of him, to honor him. That is the first thing you must understand. Malachi 1 verse 6. Malachi 1 verse 6. It says, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I then be your father, where is my honor? Are you following the story? If I then be your father, where is my honor? Then he continued. He said, if I be your master, then where is my reverence, or where is my fear? Says the Lord of hosts unto you. Then he continued. He said, O priest, that despise my name. Now, so this over here, he was actually dealing with pastors. So, is it not a shock? You think that maybe he was dealing with church members, but he was dealing with people like me. you understand? But I'm not preaching to pastors. I'm preaching to church. So, I wish it's a pastor's conference. This one... Now listen, my Bible says that we are priests and kings. Amen. Yeah, in Christ we are kings and priests. So every one of us here before God, we make prayer. That's the work of a priest. You are here to pray, isn't it? But like I'm trying to explain what was happening then when God was speaking. He said that all my priests, my workers, my people, is that thou despise my name. And you say, how do we despise your name? Then he answered them. He said in verse 7, you offer polluted bread upon my altar. Bread are grain. That is what you bring to my altar. When people bring the bread, you select the good one, then you bring the rotten one to sacrifice for me. Oh, pastor, or oh, priest. God is speaking. So you see, when God started from verse 6, he said honor, and honor is general. But as he goes on, he's narrowing what he's talking about. For you to understand that it is not honor as in yes sir, yes sir. He was talking about something. He was talking about offering. He was talking about sacrifice. So God calls offering and sacrifice honor. Tell somebody, God calls offering and sacrifice honor. Look at it. Let me finish. Okay, we have the screens now. He says, you offer polluted. If you can change the version, it will be a blessing. You offer polluted bread upon my altar. And yet you say, how have we polluted you? Then he answered, in that you say the table of Jehovah is contemptible, or you don't respect the altar. He was dealing with the pastor. When we say contemptible or contempt, it means disrespect. Like you treat the altar like it's nothing. You disrespect the altar or the altar of God. And that is one sin pastors can enter into. God, we are always standing on the altar. So we get to a level where we become familiar with the altar and we disrespect the altar. You see a pastor busily eating on the altar, drinking Coca-Cola, chatting, like treating the altar like nothing. You have no respect for even your altar. You have no respect. If you don't have respect for your altar, how will people have respect for your altar? By the time you come, your other boys are eating on the altar, because they saw you eating on the altar. So the pastors have taken the place normal. Then he said in verse 8, when you present a blind animal for sacrifice, is it not wrong? When you present a lame or sick animal, is it not bad? Bring it to your governor. Go and give it to your governor. Go and offer it to your king in your area, or your chief, or your president. Would he be pleased with you and show you favor? Ask the Lord of hosts. So now, God starts talking about honor, and he narrows it down to offerings. That is why I'm saying that the prophet's offering is what we call prophet's honor. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that's the first thing you must understand. When you give an offering to your pastor or to a man of God, you are indirectly or directly honoring him. This is not tithe. Tithe is to God. This is not offering, sacrifice on the... No. He's talking about the one that you give to the man himself. You walk to him and he said that, oh, I feel like giving you this offering or giving you this seed. What for? Oh, for nothing. It's just I'm sowing into your life. It is a way to honor. It's not yes sir, yes sir. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? Hey, your response. Okay. Giving to your man of God is the way you honor the grace of God at work in his life. Giving to a pastor, giving to a man of God, is a way that you honor the grace over his life. Now, I said, put me aside and focus on your pastor. If it's a television pastor, he's the one I'm talking about. If it's a roadside pastor, he's the one I'm talking about. If there's a pastor in your family, he's the one I'm talking about. If there's a pastor in your hometown, he's the one I'm talking about. If there's a pastor you've been praying with at midnight, he's the one I'm talking about. He's your pastor. Whoever is your pastor, it's not me. I'm not talking about me. So put me aside. I'm teaching you what God wants to teach you about you and your pastor. Amen. So whoever your pastor is, handle it that way. 45 verse 17. The Bible says that let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Why? It says especially those who labor in the word and doctrine, those who preach, let them be given double honor. And he has explained what the honor is. The honor he was talking about is not for you to follow them and say, yes sir, yes sir. It's for you to give them offerings. Give them seeds. Give them gifts. He says that if you go to your governor, will you go and give him a blind goat? And a blind sheep? Did you read it? He says that will your governor be happy with that? That means that if you honor your governor, you honor your chief, you honor somebody important in your locality, what you give him is what shows your honor. So in the church, what you give to your man of God is what reflects the honor you have for him. Clap your hands for that. Second Kings 4 verse 8. Look at what the Shunammite woman said. The Shunammite woman was the one who saw Elisha passing. Every day Elisha passes to go and do the work of God and goes back far away. Let's say walking from all the way Olebu to Kaneshi. Every day the prophet God, there was no transportation means by then. And even if there were horses or something, he couldn't afford, because he was a prophet of God who didn't have money. He couldn't afford it. So Bible says that Elisha used to walk, and Elisha is older than Elijah. Elisha is very old. So Elisha used to walk far and passes and goes about every day. There's like this man I've been seeing at Santa Maria, who walks from Santa Maria to Kwashima, sometimes to Otoko, and walks back every day preaching the gospel, holding a Bible and preaching. Holding a Bible and preaching, an old man. Anytime I see him, I remember this scripture. So once I have something, see, when he gets to my car, I just say, Papa, take. Because this is an Elisha. I will meet him at official time preaching. I'll come and meet him in Kwashima. I'll come every day. Whether his machine is sport in his hands or his machine is not sport, you see him preaching. Sometimes with only his voice, nobody will hear, but one person by the car can hear. And these are the Elishas. And the Bible says that this woman observed Elisha passing every day to do the work of God. And then one day he forced the man of God that, oh, please come and relax and eat. You look tired and hungry. And the man of God was indeed tired and hungry. So he went in with his servant Gehazi and they ate. It continued for a while. Then she did this. Go to the next verse. Verse 9. Then she saw that no, the man not just needs food, but also must get somewhere to rest. See, this is somebody thinking about a pastor who normally preaches on his lane, who goes about the work of God. And the woman spoke to the husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God who passes by us continually. Everybody say, this is the holy man of God. Say, this is the holy man of God. He says, I perceive that this is the holy man of God. I can see that this is the man of God. He has not called himself. Now, that statement reflects what? Honor. The reason why she was feeding Elisha was because what? I perceive he's the man of God. The reason why she was begging the husband to let us create a room for him so that he can rest. Anytime he walks from Olebu and gets here at Odoko, he'll be tired so that he can rest. It's because I perceive that he's a man of God. That's honor. That's honor. That's honor. The pastor that God has given you, do you perceive him as a man of God? Do you perceive him? Do you have that honor for him? Now, what you give to him directly is a reflection of your honor for him. And that's what I'm explaining from scriptures for you to know. The woman said, let me feed him. The woman said, let me give him a place to rest, because I perceive he is a man of God. I said that it's not me. Don't look at me. Look at anybody you think is a man of God. You think is your pastor. He may be at your midnight prayer. He may be on your TV. I don't know whoever speaks into your life. You may have a certain prophet somewhere who prays for you. That's your man of God. Forget about me. Let me only obey what God has sent me to do tonight. But it says that I perceive that this is the man of God. So I give him bread. So I give him a place. And that is what we call prophet's honor. Prophet's honor is what do and give to a man of God in the name of God, because not because it's a car, not because it's an Ashanti, not because he's rich or he's poor. When I'm giving to my man of God is a very rich man. But when I'm giving to him, I give to him not because there's sometimes I give to him and I come back empty. But I give to him because he is a man of God. Not because he needs what I'm dropping. I need what I'm dropping more than he needs it. Amen. Now, that is what brings the grace that I'm looking for. That is what made today somebody was talking to me. He said that anytime I see the people you do program with, how do you do it? How are you able to attract such heavyweights? You are very young. Then I said, Nyamiyadom. Now, such heavyweights, you honor them. Bishops cannot walk on your small altar and you dishonor the anointing. You must honor them. I understand spiritual things. So I honor them. Any man of God I cannot honor, I will never invite. Never. So by the time I'm calling for a man of God, I am preparing his honorarium before the service because I can't rely on you. I can't rely. I can't disgrace God and the church. Now, I get what I'm saying. Now, that is because of the honor that I have for man of God. Like this Shunammite woman. Ask the one seated by, do you have honor for your man of God? Do you have honor? Or you just see him as a friend? Or you just see him as a brother? Or you just see him as a mother? Some of you, your pastors are women. See him as just a woman. A woman of God. Oh, I know a certain pastor. I know a certain female pastor. Do you see him as a holy man of God? Do you revere him? He said that, then where is my reverence? That's what he asked in Malachi 1:6. And he narrowed it down to what you give to him personally. So today I'm not talking about tithe. Today I'm not talking about laying sacrifice here. Today I'm not talking about doing all the powerful things that we do. Today, reluctantly, God says I should talk to you about the prophet's offering. There is something called prophet's honor. And those who discover it, they are high flyers. Listen, there are people who are rich today in corners. Not because they are very active in certain churches, but because they have certain people in their lives they call their prophet. They call their man of God. And you may never know, they may never tell you. But every month they send money to such people. So we sacrifice this. When you go to them, they can give you a list. I give this man of God. I give that man of God. I take care of this man of God. I do this. I do that. I do this. I do that. I know one woman, the one who helped me with my car. At the end of the month, she has a list of pastors that she gives to. She has a list of pastors. Some are in the village. Some are in rural areas. Some are in the, she's a Pentecost member. But a list of pastors. Some of them are not in her church. I'm not in her church, but I'm one of them. I get what I'm trying to say. So I'm trying to make you understand that there are people that are working on a certain level in kingdom finances and in kingdom blessings. The reason is because they have a secret a lot of us don't know, because your pastor is afraid to teach you. I can't teach you because you may judge me wrongly. But today, whether I like it or not, the Lord says I should talk to you about it. That's what I'm doing. So don't do it to me. Do it to another man of God if you have any man somewhere. That's what I want you to understand. Just do it to another man of God if you have it any somewhere. And see the blessings that you are going to get. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Now, number two. I've showed you number one. That the prophet's offering is what God calls the prophet's offering. The prophet's honor is by the prophet's offering that you give directly. Secondly, giving to your man of God is a declaration of your belief in him and in his ministry in your life. When you give to your man of God, it is an open declaration of your faith in his ministry, your faith in his calling, your belief that God has called him and that God is with him in the ministry that he's doing. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Let me paraphrase. It said, and believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. And believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. So now listen, there is something like believing in God directly, and there is another thing called believing in a man. And you must come to terms with that. Like I said, you have made a man like God, you have made a man like God. You are expressing your ignorance. Because in the things of the spirit, there is a place for the man of God. There is also a place for God himself. God made it so. John 14 verse 1, Jesus in his own words. Jesus came as a preacher like me. He died and resurrected before they realized that he was really God. But as they saw he used to nail things as a carpenter. So it's just like me speaking to you and teaching people. Some older, some younger.
So he realized that not everybody believed in him, even as a preacher. So he told them, "Oh, go there for me, please." John 14, verse 1. He told them, he said, "Do not be troubled. Believe in God and also believe in me." These are the words of Jesus. He said, "As for God, I know you accept it. Believe in him. But me, the instrument that God is using this year to bless you, believe also in me." Now that confirms what the Old Testament said. Believe in God, you'll be established, but believe in his prophet and obey Yamau. You will prosper. Why? Because you believe in him. Now announce to somebody by you that have faith in God, but also have faith in the ministry of a man. Otherwise, when he tells you to do this, you will not do it. You will not. When he asks you to go into this business, you will not. When he asks you to go this direction, you will not. When God uses him to speak to you, you will not do it. You will not. But there are people that the Lord has used me to speak into their lives, that today their lives have changed drastically. Many people who have had encounters with me, where they used to be, they are no more there. They are no more there. Why? Because I'm a man of God. So to say that I believe in God, but I will not believe in the man, it's wrong. Jesus says, "Believe also in me." Do you understand what I'm saying? Believe also in me. Believe also in me. Now, your giving to the man of God is an open expression of your faith in the man. It's an open expression. Don't you believe in God? Don't you bring tithe? You bring tithe because you believe in God. You bring offerings because you believe in God. When I call for offerings, I say God is going to bless you in A, B, C, D. Because of your faith in God, you come. But when have you believed that if I take this offering to my pastor and he speaks into my life, things are going to change? When have you had that faith when it's not church service and it's not about God? When have you ever had that faith? I told you what I'm going to talk about is very hard. So I'm sorry for the atmosphere I've created, but I have no choice. I have no choice. I'm as uncomfortable as more than even you. Listen. You have faith in God and you express it by giving and receiving. You have faith in a man, you must also express it by giving and receiving. Can I hear an amen? Clap your two hands. Number three, giving to your man of God is a declaration of your open support for his personal life and ministry. It's a declaration for your open support for his personal life. Yes, you may say, "Oh, I really believe in his ministry. I really support him." What shows? What are you doing that shows that you believe in his ministry? What are you doing that shows that you are throwing support to his ministry? Amen. 2 Kings 4, verse 8. The Bible says that, I'm still talking about the Shunammite woman. Every time he journeys to go and do the work of God and journeys back, then this woman observed and said, "No, this is a man of God hustling for the Lord. Let me support his ministry by offering him water and food when he gets to this junction." Offering him water and food. So every day when the man of God now gets there, he gets a place to go and eat and to go and refresh himself. Then the woman realized that it is not only food and water. Perhaps one of the days when Elisha finished eating, he dozed off in the chair. Then the woman got a glimpse that no, this man is tired. He needs a place to rest. Then she went to beg her husband that, "Please, can you allow us create a small cubicle that at least when this man of God gets here and he finished eating, he can rest for at least an hour before continuing his journey." Now, that is what we call support. Everybody say support. That is what we call support. Doing something to make his ministry possible. To lessen his burden. The question I have for you is that, which man of God are you lessening his burden? Do you have a pastor? Do you have a man of God? Is that somebody you are doing something for that you are lessening his burden? If God gives you a man of God, you must minister to him in such a way that he can't do it for himself. Not what he can do for himself, but what he can do for himself. So that you will lessen his burden. That is what we call support. How many of you know that Jesus Christ had women that were sponsoring his ministry? Who were supporting his ministry? Luke chapter 8. Even Jesus, how much more your man of God? See, no wonder a lot of men of God are turning to God of men. No wonder a lot of men of God have changed into strange things. The reason is because, unlike those days when men of God were honored and men of God were supported and men of God were blessed, now in our days it is the opposite. Nowadays it's the opposite. Even Jesus, how much more your man of God? Read it. And it came to pass afterwards. I don't like this one. Go, just jump to verse 2. Okay? So that we can finish quickly. Jump to verse 2. The Bible says that, and certain women, the verse 1 tells us Jesus going about preaching the kingdom of God, like I'm doing. Then it says, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits. Now, take notice of this statement, because I'll come back to it. Healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. And what happened? Listen, we are all coming from different branches. Don't you have pastors who pray for you? Don't you have pastors who are casting out devils from you? Don't you have pastors who are preaching to you? Now, these are the pastors I'm talking about. And anybody you consider as your own pastor. And number 3, he mentions some of their names. He said, Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others. Many what? Others. Which ministered unto him out of their substance. Which served him with their own money. They were the people cooking for Jesus and the 12. They were the people buying clothes for Jesus and the 12. They were the people paying the transportation and the taxes for Jesus and the 12. They were the people supporting the ministry of Jesus. When you give to your pastor, whether your branch pastor, whether your senior pastor, whether any pastor you pray with or any pastor that blesses you, what you are doing is that you are showing open support to the ministry of that man of God. You are helping the ministry of that man of God. And as long as you help the ministry of that man of God, the God of that man will also minister to you. Let me hear an amen. Amen. Let me hear an amen. Amen. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. So it is an open support that you give. Now look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. Not just Jesus, Paul also had people who supported him. Paul had members who supported him, even though not all the members. Because it's always like that. Not all the members will have that revelation. That is why sometimes you help them by just making them know the word of God. Then you lead them to their own faith. And that's just what I'm doing. Wherever you come from, whatever branch, wherever you listen to this message, in other regions, you don't know me, I don't know you, you have a man of God there, you can do it there. You can do it for your man of God. That is your responsibility. The Bible says that now you, the Philippians, that was one of the churches Paul planted. You also know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. No church gave to me. No church shared with me in the matters of giving and receiving except you, the Philippian church. That means a certain branch. May you be that branch. Amen. May you be the branch that supports their pastors. Amen. May you be the branch that supports their man of God. That except you alone. Verse 16. It says, for even in Thessalonica, you sent gifts for my needs several times. Everybody say several times. That means not just once, several times. Now, how many times have you been given directly to your man of God before, since you became a believer? Which pastor have you packaged a gift for? The pastor God gave you, have you ever walked to his office, or have you ever met him on the road and said, Papa, I have an offering for you? Have you ever done that before? Anytime a man of God I watch on TV and I revere so much comes to town and I happen to attend a conference, I decide to package a seed. Sometimes I look for some of the protocol people. If I cannot get access to that pastor myself, I look for some of the protocol people and I give the offer. I said, this one is for Papa Susu and so. If you eat it, it's your own cup of tea. This one is for the man of God. This one is for the man of God. Are you following what I'm saying? I hardly go to a man of God without dropping an offering. I don't know how to do that. Because I have an understanding. I have been taught well by another pastor. So by the time I enter into a pastor's office, I make sure that I leave a seed to honor him, to support him, to show my faith in whatever he's doing in his church. Are you following me? And listen, like I told you, this is not about me. Last year, one man of God that I invited here, one of my sons, when he saw the man of God on the poster, he came to see me. He said, I want to honor this man of God. Wow. I want to honor this man of God. That I'm telling you, it's not me. Put me aside. If I'm not your pastor, just don't worry. Just look for whoever that you can honor. Do you get it? Say, I want to honor this man of God. And this person has been honoring me already. So it's not like, but I'm trying to make you understand that this thing goes beyond somebody's interest, in case you like criticizing. And I said, okay, I'll make that possible. Now, this church, we have ethics. When we invite a man of God here, we don't, and every man of God who is trained doesn't do that. We don't allow personal contact with members. It's unethical. When I go to any church, I walk away. It's very wrong to start chatting with the members of another person's church when he invites you to his church. So most of the people I bring here, they are very disciplined. So that when they come, when they finish, they are just on their way. They are just going. And the protocol people help them to go. But as soon as this man of God came, I said, wait, there is somebody. I even told him before he came. I said, there is somebody in my church who wants to bless your ministry, who wants to honor you. He was around when you visited us some years ago, and he felt blessed by your ministration, and he wants to honor you. I told him before he came. And when we closed, nobody had access to the man except the one who said he was going to honor the man. I took him straight to go and meet the man. And he honored him. What did he honor him with? I don't know. Whether dollars, whether pounds sterling, whether it doesn't matter. It's the principle he's practicing that matters. Honor for the man of God. Tell somebody, honor your man of God. Unless it's not your man of God. If it's not your man of God, relax. Unless it's not a man of God who has been a blessing to you, you must learn to throw your support by giving prophets offerings directly to the man. Are you following me? Now, number 4, giving to your man of God is an appreciation of the impact of his ministry in your life. An appreciation of the impact of the man's ministry in your life. Since you joined our church, what impact? Since his life met your own life, or you crossed paths with him, what impact has his ministry had on you? Your own spiritual life, your marriage, your business, your academic life. Maybe it was prayer, it was teachings, it was advice, it was counsel, it was direction. His ministry has affected you in a way. Honoring him with offerings and with gifts is a way to show appreciation to that pastor over you, and to that pastor who has been a blessing to you. It's a way to show appreciation. 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 Look at it in Luke chapter 8, verse 2. That's why I said I'll come back to this scripture. Listen, the Bible says that the women that helped Jesus included women whom he had healed and women whom he had delivered from all kinds of oppression. Wow. His ministry has had impact on them. Women who have been healed, women who have been delivered, women who have been taught and trained. So after you are taught by the man of God, after you are trained by the man of God, after you are helped by the man of God, he has helped your life, he has helped your ministry, he has helped your marriage, he has helped you. A lot of things that you have in life today is traceable to his leadership and his counsel and his prayers for you. Now, such a man of God, you don't honor him with lists. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't appreciate him with just words. You don't appreciate him by just daddying him or just pastoring him. Then when we are transferring him, then you are crying. But you have never given him any offering before. We have members that when we are transferring their pastors, then you see them, they are in tears, they are crying. But they've never, when he was with them, they never once in a while took 5 cedis and put in an envelope and say, "I'm just young. This is what I have, daddy. Thank you for being a good pastor to me." But when they hear that they are transferring their pastor, no man should assume. One lady's mother called. He said, "Eden amoye mi bana wabe fi osu sa. Mi obi ani ni fi oni pastor call transfer." That was when you were being transferred from Olebo. One of your members, "Mi, I'm not sure he has ever given you offering before." Suya mani mami perform fre. Eden is wa sorry. Obi ewu ala. Amen. So we don't show appreciation just by crying. Mary Magdalene showed appreciation by using his money to sponsor what Jesus eats and what the apostles ate. What are you doing to appreciate the pastor over your life? What are you doing to appreciate the pastor under whose umbrella that you are? What are you doing to appreciate the one you call your prophet and your man of God? Listen, it's not about how much or whatever. It's about your strength and your heart. There's this little boy in this church. I don't know who taught him that. He realized that I like taking orange. Normally, it's not that I send. And when he's here, I send him. Take money, buy me orange. I don't know who advised him, but a time now came from about almost 2 months now or something, if I will not exaggerate. I'll just be there. Before I realize, he has brought 4 oranges every time. Every day. How much would that cost? 5 cedis or 6 cedis? It is nothing. But see, I'm using it as an example. Now, this is an SHS boy, a little boy. He doesn't have 1,000. He doesn't have 500. He doesn't have 100. But at least he can buy oranges. He can buy what? Oranges. And he realized that my pastor normally takes oranges. For whatever reason, I've never told him before. But he realized that I take oranges. So he decided that every day he will bring oranges. That's what he can do. But at least I see a boy who appreciates my ministry. I see a little boy who appreciates my ministry. I see a little boy who appreciates my ministry. I hear what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm not talking about anything strange. I'm talking about you honoring your pastor And whoever your pastor is, if it's in Agape, honor him. If it's in Olebo, honor him. If I'm your pastor, honor me. Whoever, if it's in Alpha Hour, honor him. If it is what Jesus cannot do, does not exist, honor him. Whatever, whoever is your pastor, if it's Bishop Oyedepo, send him offerings. Whoever is your pastor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I'm not talking about any personal interest over here. I just have to teach you the truth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Clap your hands for the Lord. Matthew 8 verse 15. Bible says that, and it touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Who is he talking about? Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus went to Peter's mother-in-law's house with Peter. And then she realized that the woman was very sick unto death. She prayed for the woman. He prayed for the woman. And the woman got healed. When the woman got up, the woman went to cook and prepare meal for Jesus to eat. Appreciation. Say appreciation. Ask the one by you, do you appreciate your pastor? Do you really appreciate, or you treat him like he's nothing to you? He has never been a blessing to you. He has not been a blessing, not spiritually, not physically, not financially, not even advice, not even counsel. One lesson you learned from a certain message has saved you in a certain area of your life. And you don't do anything to show your appreciation for your pastor, whoever he may be. He ministered, she ministered unto them. May you also minister to your men of God. May you minister to your men of God. You see, I'll be glad to have Pastor Echo come to the office. And then as he's talking to me, he'll say, one of my members blessed me with this new something. Then Pastor Enoch will come. One of my members just gifted me a plot of land, or just did something. One of my members just bought me this nice shirt. Or he comes, I see some nice thing on his hand. So, wow, this thing is so nice. One of my members blessed me with it. Then it's a sign that church appreciates their pastor. It's a sign that, wow, then you are really having impact in their lives. I told one of our branch pastors, I said, listen, how much can Rescue pay you now? For you to be rich? No. Or for you to be able to take care of yourself and even get married? No. We can't pay you much. Until your ministry starts having impact on lives of people, for them to start appreciating you, my son, you will be hungry. I just told him. Because this ministry is like that. Until your ministry starts having impact on people and they start appreciating you, you will be hungry. I told my pastor. But if he's having good members who appreciate their pastor, he will not even call me for money. He will not even be in need. Before church allowance will come, he's already sorted, because he has people who have decided that every month they are supporting their pastor with one CD. Or who have decided that, God has given such a wonderful man. Listen, how many of you know the man called Alpha Hour? How many of you know him? Yeah, we all pray with him. Me too, I pray with him. So feel free. Listen. Or instead of watching pornography, if you pray with him, is it not good? Is it not good? Instead of allowing boys to be pressing you around that time, if you pray with him, can fast over basso. He's a pastor for Ghana. We all like him. Yeah. And we like what God is doing with him. If you are awake around 12, not a bonsam hawa, omu bompaya, Bobby. Simple. Bobby, it's the same God. Just pray some. It's better than you are lying down and you are crying. Hey, Radinti Dabeng. No. Rather, you hear Christians praying. If it is what Jesus cannot do, does not exist, do some. That one, they do it in the morning. Those of you who can pray at midnight, there is something called God cannot do, does not exist, in the morning. Pastor Jerry is from Nigeria. Please. Pastor Polinetti, also 12 midnight. Do it. These are all people that, when I chance, I pray with them. I pray with them. Instead of just, if I feel I don't have what to pray about, I follow and pray. Amen. Now listen to me. I remember last Friday, at a point, I was praying with them. While I was praying with them, he raised some offering. Half hour. I sent the offering. I sent the offering. Why? Because I'm receiving his prophecies, his praying, and I'm praying some. So if he raised offering, I have to give. I hear what I'm trying to say. Sit down. So if you have a man of God, you come here to pray. You receive prophecies, declarations, deliverances, teachings, communion, and all sort of things. Guidance, shepherding, and all sort of things. It is only good that you show appreciation like Peter's mother-in-law did by rising up and cooking for Pastor Jesus after Jesus ministered to him, to her. Are you following my teachings? Or you don't like what I'm saying? Let your pastors be happy with you wherever you are. Let them be happy with you. Say an amen. Amen. Let your pastors feel blessed that they have you as a member. Let your pastors feel blessed that they have you as a member. Let them feel blessed. Let them be happy that they are pastors of rescue. Why? Because rescue members know how to appreciate their pastor. It's like instead of Church of Pentecost, one of the secrets of Church of Pentecost that has caused them to be prosperous and spread all over. In those days, Church of Pentecost was just local. They didn't even speak English. They didn't have people who were intellectuals and all that. But look at their generation. They have produced prophets, produced lawyers. Today, the IGP himself is from Pentecost. Like they produce great people. One of the secrets is that they are mothers in those days. They don't joke with missing house. They were tomato sellers, but they don't joke with missing house. They were fish sellers. They don't joke with missing house. Like they were farmers. They don't joke with missing house. Brother, whatever. Today, look at their generation. They have not produced dwarfs. They have produced international giants. They have produced giants. I pray that may the generation of rescue members, may they produce giants. I said, may they produce giants. Because we know how to give gifts to our pastors. We know how to bless our men of God. We know how to sow seeds to our men of God. Let those who are not angry clap your hands. I know you came to pray. I'm giving you the word that God forced me to give you. Because me too, I didn't want to give you. But God had to force me to give you. Reciprocation. Is it not just a natural order of life? Is reciprocation not a natural order of life? Uya mi papa na temi yo papa ebone. Reciprocation is just a natural order of life. Obiya di emawa. It is just natural. Say usume ebibi. And they are responding. It's just natural. I'm not talking about tithe. That's to God. I'm not talking about offerings. That's not the pastor's money. It's to God. Listen, I was going to tell you about this man before I brought the Alpha Hour. I was going to tell you about him. Do you know how he was able to do the work of a pastor? He has a sister. Everybody say sister. Sister. A sister who decided that when I take my salary, I'll share it into two. I'll give my brother half. I'll take half so that he can start church and do his work and do the work of God. That is the secret of the man, Pastor Elvis. That's why he can do it and still get something to eat with his wife. Because his sister decided, Pastor Dagi want meals. Same thing. His sister used to give him money. Certain committed church members put him on their own payroll, on their own salary structure. Listen, I am able to be where I am today and still be doing what I'm doing today. Because up to today, there is a certain family that always gives me something every month. They give me something. I don't work for their company, but they give me something every month. Why not the one who picked the check from them last week or something? She was the one who picked the check from them down there. The person was in their car. Yeah, they are someone. But how many sons and daughters of this house can boast that they also give something to support their man of God? Outsiders are doing it. You don't know why they will be blessed. They will. I've checked through this church and I've realized, and I will not pretend, and I will not lie in the name of God, but I have realized that about two or three people who normally does this prophetic, I don't know how they caught it, I don't know who taught them, but they've been doing it. I can boldly say that their lives have changed. They are part of the richest people that I know in this church. There are people who started giving to me personally from classroom. One of them stopped at a point because of her own reasons and misbehavior. And when I confronted it, she became upset. So she stopped bringing that offering she normally brings to me. The position she had at work, they took it from her. She became sick unto death. She tried everything, including Alpha Hour. It didn't work. She came to me. Sunday, 4 p.m., she was brought very sick. I laid hands on her. She was manifesting all over. It is here we finished the deliverance. From that day, she has been healed to today. I'm your man of God. No pastor is your man of God. I'm your man of God. No pastor has authority over you than I do in the spirit. Whatever they do for you, just ask what I'm doing. But if you despise me for them, you'll be shocked that their prayer won't work for you. And so my pastor, Reverend John Sanka, blessed me. I never got any attention from Bishop Ajinasari, even though I followed him for 3 years. The day I went to my pastor's house and we spoke, and he gave me his dress and he blessed me and released me. The following day, somebody came from Takradi and picked me. They took me straight to Bishop's office. That was a transition. It was a transition. Perfect arrangement. Monday, it happened in his house. Tuesday, I was in Bishop's house. That is how come Bishop became a father to me. Somebody had to bless. There was no way I can despise him and get the blessing God spoke to me about from Bishop. No way. I needed him to release me into that level. So there is no way I can say that I am in rescue, but I pray with Pastor so and so, and I do this, and I have some pastor in my hometown, and I have some pastor whatever. You are under this covering. In as much as you honor them, you must learn to honor the covering that you are under. You must learn to honor the grace. Because when you give to a man of God, you are honoring his anointing. You are honoring his grace. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Be the reason why a certain pastor will not stop the work of God. Be the reason. Be the reason. Be the reason. As much as God has blessed you, have some pastors on your list that will bless them, that will make them eat. It may not be money. Maybe they live close to you. They live in your next house. They live somewhere around you. When you cook, you can give them one meal and they will be thankful. They will be thankful. It is called a cup of water. Jesus calls it a cup of water. A cup of water. That's how Jesus calls it. Today the world is enjoying from what has come out of Pastor Elvis. But somebody had to sacrifice years of her salary to today. Today, Bishop Dad is everywhere in the world. But certain people had to sacrifice a portion of their salary. Certain people have to put him on payroll. What can you also do for your pastors? So that they don't give up. So that they don't call me and tell me that, Pastor, I think that this work, I've got an opportunity at whatever. So I want to travel and I want to go. They will all go and leave you. Now when they all go and leave you, you will say that Obunsame go sorry no. But I know Obunsame they go or the Uti Modin. You know they go sorry no. The Uti Modin. You see I've come today, right? Yeah. Don't worry, me too. When I saw you, I wasn't happy you came. Because I want to feel free to teach what I'm teaching. Listen, if I want money, I'll preach on Sunday. If I want money. Sunday in a don't beba. One more moose can on Sunday no beba. Oh, it's true. One more moose can, sorry, I don't know, with the exception of one or two. Most of them Sunday per number, sorry. So if I'm looking for money, this thing I will not teach it evening. Evening that I know is I'm left with me and my small children. I will not teach it. I'm not interested in anybody's money. But today, God forced me. He has made nonsense of my message. And he said, today, I'm going to teach them prophet's offering. I said, God, no. I came out. I came to pray again. I went back. God said, this is what you are teaching. I said, I don't even have a message on it. God says, go. 3 years ago, you used a certain point. Go and look for the book. I started searching for old book to go and look for a certain point. Now I have to turn it into a message. So I came into the service very late. Because it's not my message for tonight. It's not my message. Yesterday, did I talk about anything money? 2 days ago, I'm not doing money conference. We are not in the month of prosperity. I don't have time for that. But somebody's here, destiny is connected. Somebody's here, destiny is connected to prophet offering, to supporting your man of God, to reciprocating to for his goodness, for his teaching, for his love for you, for giving of it. It may not be a Ghana, it may be a 2 cities, it may be a 3 cities, it may be something to say thank you. It may be socks, it may be socks. It may just be socks that you bought it in traffic. So, daddy, I saw socks in traffic. Please, can you wear it for me? It can just, it may be just this traffic. Just send it. See how your pastor will be happy with you. See how your pastor will say, oh, God bless you. Because maybe that branch pastor, he doesn't even have bad socks. But he will use his money to transport himself and come and preach to you every time. And he doesn't have members who can reciprocate. Reciprocity is just a natural order of life. It's just a natural order. Yeah? You ask him a question, Obi Dowai then. Don't even. That's what reciprocation. That's reciprocation. So if a pastor is giving himself for you, listen, recently, God showed me something. God showed me something. Do you know that the lion and they didn't have the time of David? They came for what? The sheep. But they turned their attention to David the moment David tried to save the sheep. Bible says that, and David told Saul, and I went after the lion and after the bear, and I took hold of and I brought the sheep out. And when it rose to attack me, when I got there, then God told me that the reason why pastors are always under attack, they die early, they have incurable diseases, they always end their life with one problem or the other, they are in the disease, is because they are going after the sheep. Their work is to save. Once your work is to save, you become an arch enemy of the devil. That's it. These innocent pastors you have, they are suffering all manner of things because of you. They can't sleep. Their wives and children can't even sleep because of you. The little way you can also show appreciation is not to call them pastor, daddy. No, no, no. Way to show appreciation is to do what Peter's mother-in-law did. Is to also cook food for them. Is to also give them offering. Is to also buy them a gift. So, sow a prophet offering into their life. Let them sit down and say, thank God for Bridget. Thank God for Christy. Thank God for this soul I have. There are some souls in the church that you can never forget in prayer. A pastor can never forget in prayer. There are souls that if the devil will attack them, they will attack me. In Tokonenye Media Kamejiapa. Share. Because they cannot come. It's a helper. Helper. It's a helper. I know I'm offending you. Am I not offending you? Don't be angry with me. Be angry with God. Because God forced me to preach whatever I'm preaching. I am not righteous or holy not to preach about money, but I didn't plan to preach about what I'm talking about. I'm preaching that you should appreciate your pastor. This church, do you see us doing pastor's appreciation or something? No. So when have you appreciated your pastor? Some of them, they've been with you 1 year. Some of them, 2 years. Some of us, we've been with you for 7 years. Certain people are the reasons why we are still doing the work. What about you? What can you also do? What can you also support? What appreciation can you also give? Like I told you, somebody only buys oranges. Every day he brings me oranges. And I value him so much. Because once my throat starts itching, I need vitamin C. It helps me to have a clear throat. It helps me to do the work that I'm doing. So it is something I take every day. I need it for my health. To break down some carbohydrates and other things. I need it. And so oranges are something I don't joke with. It is not $1 million. Somebody saw that I like taking orange. Because you see, fruits are expensive, but orange there, they cool. So it's not like my favorite, but it has become favorite. Amen? I'm not saying that I go and harvest fruits and bring to my office. That's not what I'm just giving you an example for you to know that we are not talking about you go and carry your money and come and give to your pastor and you be hungry. No. But I'm just teaching you a spiritual principle that if you honor your pastor, you give him gifts. It's a reflection of your honor. If you honor your pastor, whether branch, whether whatever, international, whoever you claim to be your pastor, you give him gifts. And when you give him gifts, it's just a natural order of reciprocation for his goodness and his teachings and his prayers and his deliverance. 1 Corinthians 9:11. Paul says that we have given you spiritual things. Is it wrong for you to give us natural things or physical things? Yeah, your mamu, physical things, with spiritual things. And your wrong say also obeto with singlet, ediama o pastor. A wrong say also obe pamata diama o pastor. A wrong say also obeto set ama o pastor. A wrong say also obe so seat ama o pastor. You should be able to walk into the office of your pastor or walk to your pastor wherever he is and lay an offering to him and say that, Daddy, this is my prophet's honor. We call it prophet's honor. Everybody say prophet's honor. Call it prophet's honor. This is my honor. I honor you. I appreciate you. I revere you. I support you. Use this to pay school fees. Use this to do something. And it's a blessing. I said it's a what? I said it's a what? It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Paul said, for those who preach the gospel, God has planned that they should live by the gospel. That's God's plan. God has planned that the church people should take care of the pastors. They are not supposed to work in the church and be working somewhere. But because you are not supporting them, that is why they are working in the church and they are working elsewhere. If they are working in the church, it's supposed to be the church fully taking care of them. How would that be possible if church members don't appreciate their pastor? Church members don't appreciate their pastor. But I pray that rescue is changing in the name of Jesus. I pray that our members, like the Church of Pentecost, they are going to change in the name of Jesus. And God is going to bless every single family that is seated here in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Do it better. Do it better. Ask someone by you, have you been honoring your pastor? Have you been honoring your prophet? Ask him, have you been honoring your prophet? Ask him, when last did you honor your pastor? When last? When last do you remember that you carried a seed and laid at the feet of the apostle? When last? That you carried an offering, sent it to your pastor. When last? There are people who have drawn their budget and it will amaze you that their pastor is in their budget every month. Their pastor is in their budget. They don't wait for their pastor to be in need and come and ask them, Bra Kweku, can you do this? Help? No. It's a shame. It's a shame for your pastor to be in need and ask you for help. It's a shame. Meanwhile, such a person like you is in the church. You have to carry and say that I'm sharing the burden. I am appreciating this man of God. If he went into ministry and I went into this profession, I will use my profession to support so that he can finish the work of God and become what God, and we are all blessed. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number 5. Giving to your man of God is the way to share in his ministry or calling. Giving to your man of God is the way you share in his calling and in his ministry. You are partnering with him. You are sharing the burden with him. You are not making him suffer alone. Yeah, if he too, he were to be working at Ghana Commercial Bank, you think he would need your money? At all. At all. By the grace of God, I was never a nobody, and I am always proud of that. Because if I were to be a nobody, then you can bluff me. Then you can make me feel like, yeah, sorry to look for money. Never a nobody. Have all the opportunities that will change a man's life. Had all the opportunities that people reach. Had it at my disposal. From school to family to into my national service. Every opportunity to make it was surrounding me. But I left it all. And for how many years now? From 20 something that we completed school, 2013 till now. How many years is that? 2013 till now, about 14 years or something. What? 11 years. From 2013 till now, I've not turned back. And to forever, I will never turn my back. Why? But certain people have made it possible. certain people who have put me on their monthly list has made it possible. That is why I've been able to run this church without taking salary, right from the classroom. It is this year that church board has taken over. They started giving me money. I don't take salary. Why? Because certain people made it possible. Certain people made it possible. Certain people. They made it possible. I'll just be there. I'll just see an alert. 100 cities. Today like this, I was just praying here. I saw an alert. 100 cities. And the name is Dorothy Aqua. I don't know whether there's somebody here called Dorothy Aqua or Dorothy Aqua. Something. But that was the name I saw. And the person wrote, I just want to be a blessing. I'm sure the person is not from this church. Is there anybody here called Dorothy Aqua? You. That's your mom's name. So your mom sent it. You sent it. God bless you. Eh? I was just praying here. I just thought, Dorothy, I don't have anybody called Dorothy. 100 cities. Now, do you know what that 100 cities did for me today? Somebody walked here crying, looking for money. 200 cities. I couldn't get him 200 cities. So the 100 cities, I divided into two, and I gave him 50, and I took 50. Do you get it? Amen? Already, I had to gather money and send to certain people. There are certain people waiting for me from secondary school. About three of them. Now, one of my boys who just lost her mother. And I asked him when he came home this Sunday, that who takes care of you? He said, my mother. Where is your father? Nowhere to be found. That means it's now my work. So when I went home, I was talking to my wife. I had to look for a way of sending this boy, man. He's a shepherd. He'll be hungry. So today as I was praying, I'm just gathering some money so that I can send to... I'll not wait for him to call me and ask me. Common sense should make me know that a combat deep boy, you know. Aname boy. Common sense. So when you help your pastor, the other day, Pastor Elvis was saying, is that if I give you a list of people, we pay their school fees, we help, we take care of, and all that. He said this online. You give us money, that money comes largely back to a lot of you. Just that we can't mention your names in disgrace. That's all. People work here to come and take money. People get emergencies. Friends say, oh, I was near a baby. Am I teaching hard thing? Bible says that, and after Jesus finished the message that day, all the people left him. And it was left with only 12. That is today. I'm just waiting to see all the people will not come around again. I don't have any choice. I have to teach it. Because God says I should teach it. He forced me today to teach it. He forced me today to teach it. So I have to teach it. Tell somebody, give to your man of God. It is only the right thing to do. Give to your man of God. Stop giving excuses. You have pastors who have been sent to you. Look at where you are. Some of them, they journey far to come to where you are. Look at where you are. How do we get money to take care of the pastors? How? If everybody runs away from being a pastor, are you sure you'll get a pastor? Let me tell you why a lot of churches don't have branches. They don't have branches because they can't take care of the pastors. They can't. And after now, I am in a very tight position. Because when I look at the monthly expense, then I call my finance office, I say, Charlie, we have to do something. Not just say, I will say, you're re-slashing. Near start slashing. It's a combat day in Kophobia. I'm sorry, near day. A mom with you, I need it. A combat day. I call some of my pastors, I say, Charlie, mom page, try to obey near Juma, try to obey his day, try to obey his day. So, I want to see a crowd. Hey, Juma, baby, any baby, yeah. We have to be slashing and changing things. I have to bring new rules. Those who sleep here, my pamu bebre meja tray, so that they will not consume a lot of electricity. I'm using every strategy to reduce things that I can. But you think that you have given offering? The monthly expenditure of the church plus all branches, so rent in Kahun, or more rent in Kahun. Instruments are pescadia to a momo and my a fee ẹnu ẹmu ni ẹwọ no o mẹsa tue another rent aha ni aha Kumasi and Central. That's why a lot of churches they don't do branches. I now understand. That's why they don't do branches. It's very, very expensive to run it. It's very, because you look at them, the money they spend is nothing. And yet, what you are spending on them, who has saw you been as on unkwa or sakra, why you beautiful, or you're not here, on pen one sema, me and jajino, unin kofumbi tia ama as we now call other places. Yeah, yeah, fatu ye musu no ye. Na say bet ma to aso a, e jina menu mi enu so. Ma to aso a. E jina menu mi enu so. And a speaker ba kwai, you send me picture. Size need to say we, you send me picture. 6000 home use when you brand new. Home use 6000. Me pe speaker kwa ba ku pe kitu asi 6000. Da ben a make gather salvation. We are in a 4 star, no 6 star. I said, my bed, Gata Solo Musu star. Amen. How much was your rent last year? I need a chair. 8,400. I saw your dining rent. Olebu. 8,400. How many months do we have in a year? We have 12 months. In the year, isn't it? So if 12 months, every month you are able to raise, sometimes with your fundraising or something, almost 1,000 or 1,000, then it means that how many months will it cover? 8 months. What will you use to pay your other bills? What will you use to take, do your repairs, instruments, every other thing? Communion and all those kind of things. Printing banners and all sort of. That's it. Running brand churches. But we need members who support their pastors. Members who support their pastors. This is how to do church. This is church. So when you are sitting down and you are calculating the offering you have brought. Oh, yeah, Bonnie. Now sometimes the movie and film we see or I'm what a soft one I come ding any ma. And you know, yet your flaws over be so for us and I don't know. It's true. Your flaws over be so far. In fact, somebody has broken up, like frustrated his beloved, today as I'm talking to you now, they have broken up. And the whole issue is that his beloved is a pastor. Uniska, Dabena, Ubeniska, they are worrying. We are frustrated. Then me, myself, I say, hey, you people, stop. Break up. Money. Be on person of a worry, so. Be on person of a worry, so. Because of who here? And now, what's it? But if we had members who are like Epaphroditus in Philippians chapter 4, who give again and again to their pastor, every month there's something they say they will use to support their pastor. Every month, it may not be much, but he's 33, baby. Every month, the pastor knows that if nothing at all, 50 cedis will come from this brother. Once he's paid, he come and give me a portion of his salary, 50 cedis, to support me. Once he knows that, when his mother attacks him that, Echo, stop this thing and go and look for a good job. I've gotten a job. Listen, Echo, God, better job, good jobs outside Accra. So many years ago, when we started, I didn't let him go. He himself said he will not even go. He said, no, I can't leave you. He said, I can't leave you. He got several jobs. He said he will not go. He said, I can't leave you. Then I said, let's wait. Pastor Colin, he left his job. He left his job and sat home for 2 years because of this church. He left his job, sat home for 2 years because of this church. But I'm not sure that his church has ever given him a gift before. I'm not sure that any of his members, they are happy with him, they love him. But I don't teach about it. So all they know is pastor. They don't know that they have an obligation to their pastor. And then I say, They don't know it. It's not their fault. You can't demand from a child what you have not taught the child. True or not true? So we can't demand from what we have not taught you. God can't expect it from you when we have not taught you. A lot of you are very close to me. You know, recently my wife asked me a question about a certain son I have. I've invested so much in. Invested so personally, invested a lot of my money into making who he is today. And he's making money. And rather, his money is using it to chill his girlfriend and some things. And my wife asked me one question. Has he ever brought you a seed in your office before? Then I remembered that never. Wow. I was shocked. It's kind of intimidating. But that question that my wife asked me brought my mind to the reality that, but I said, no, I've not even taught him before, so I can't expect that he knows. Unless some wisdom talks, I've never taught him. So he's getting money and he's using it on another, some ladies or something. Meanwhile, me and my boy no car, and then if I found poor woman. Do you get it? Yeah. Tell somebody, support your pastors. Support your pastors. Support your pastors. Those of you looking at the time, don't worry about the time. You don't have a problem. Don't worry about the time. I'm teaching. When I finish, I've closed you. If like, don't come and pray again. I've done what God has to do. You see, my anointing will increase. It will increase. Because I've obeyed God. My anointing will increase. My anointing will increase. When I disobey God and I try to do what God has not asked me to do, by the time I'm going back home, then the Holy Spirit is clearly, you see, you disobey me, you want to please them, you are going to pray for somebody, did I ask you to, this what I told you to do, just obey simple instruction. For 2 weeks, none of them in Kasa. So I will not risk it. I'm telling you what it is I should tell you tonight. When we finish, you present your case before God. I bless you, I make declaration on your life, and I let you go. And whatever God will do in your life, he will still do it. But tonight, God says, honor your rescue pastors. Honor them. Honor them. They are working hard. Honor them. Honor them. When Pastor Enoch was getting married, he didn't have a job. Did he have a job? He didn't have a job. He was jobless. He didn't have a job. He didn't. Then, I encouraged him. You are a national service boy. You let's just serve God. Let's serve God. Then he got a job. But the job was in another region. Which region? Eastern region. And he had to leave us. I ain't ready for branch. Eastern region. He didn't even tell me. Clap for him. He didn't even tell me. He didn't tell me because he knew I would be worried. If he tells me, I'll be tempted to say you and then show their call, mention your mayor. He didn't tell me. It was after, you know, so he didn't tell me. He sat in Accra and suffered with his young wife, no money, and was doing Olebu Church. Was doing Olebu Church. Those days, were they bringing you offering? Olebu people? They were even young people. But he was sacrificing for us. Sacrifice. Today there is a church still there. But it was on somebody's blood. Somebody's blood. Now you have these pastors and you don't know how to walk to them and say that, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Pray. Oh, just pray with me. Like, appreciate them. You don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. Perhaps I've not taught you. So today, God says, I should teach you. So I'm teaching you. Is somebody happy about what I'm talking about? I hope as I'm preaching, you are making decisions in your mind. Some of you, life has put you in a very tight corner. There's nothing much you can do. But there is something small you can do. Maybe a bottle of water. You can be supplying to the mission house. You can be supplying to your office. You can be giving to your man of God. Check the bottle. Tell him that from today, our branch, we don't buy water. I will supply water. When we're in the classroom, that's what we're doing. We have people who are supplying water. People who are buying prepaid. People who are with their own money. Check. Rescue is the product of sacrifice of people. Because 30 individuals, but some of you are at an advantageous position. that you can give 100, you can give 500, you can give 1,000 to your pastor every month without it touching you. You will not even feel it. Honestly, it's not even crossing your mind. But today the Lord is speaking to your heart. That learn to honor. He said, if I be your father, where is my honor? And it didn't end there. He spoke about the offerings as the honor. God is very specific. So that you think that honor means, oh yes sir, yes sir. No. Where is your support? Where is your appreciation? What shows that you have respect for my grace, for my oil? I'm closing. And I'm closing with this very, very prophetic point. I'm closing with this very prophetic point. Today, I know when I ask you to give offering, you won't give, but don't worry. I'll still finish my message. I know. Once I don't pray for people, they don't give offering. Oh, I've been in this way, but once I don't pray for people, when I thought that somebody like yesterday, like this, I prayed for people last 2 days, I prayed, I prophesied. So when I called for offering, people came. Today, what? You have to please your members. You know Fridays, I pray. You know Fridays, I anoint people. So what has changed today? You should know that something is happening in the spirit. Something is happening. This is the key somebody's leaving this place with, and a lot is going to change in your life. From today, as you are writing your electricity bill, write pastor's honor on your budget. As you are writing on your school fees, write your pastor's honor. If you don't budget it, you will never do it. So as you are planning for your water bill, in the same way you write your tithe, you write your pastor's honor. And give it to your pastor. It may be just 5 cedis. If that is your strength, God knows it. Buy him face towel. Buy him socks. Buy him something. It's not go and carry fridge before you know you've done something. If you are kumemu, see, I can't mention names. I would have mentioned them for you to see how God has blessed certain people in this church when they started that thing. And every month, I look forward so much for their offering. Because it is what saves the day. It is what I'm able to use to save other people. I look forward so much. And I pray for them. I pray for them, Papa. I pray for them more than you. And I'm not afraid to tell you. I pray for them more than you. Now, why should I pray for you more than them? When you think about only yourself, they are the reason why I'm still doing what I'm doing. They are the reason why. And you stop praying for Mr. and Mrs. Nyameche. What are you talking about? I pray for them. Whatever is going to happen, I can be in my room. God will open my eyes. I will see problem happening. I'll call my mother and say, I saw ABCD. Let's deal with it. So I'll go there. Go and lay hands on my father. What are you talking about? I pray for them, Papa. A kana are coming. Mean to me, mama, same come. I mean to me, mama, bump my mouth. A kana are coming. So for me to be able to be teaching you, I need them alive. Now, you two must be important like that. You too must be important, like about sharing the burden. Are you that important to the pastor? Share the burden. What burden are you sharing with your pastor? Since he came to your branch, what load are you carrying with him? What burden are you sharing with him? What burden? You have been coming to quarters. When have you carried an offering to me? When? Pastors inclusive. You too must learn how to give offerings to your father. How about you not harvest? You will not harvest it. I take offerings to my fathers. Oh, I take offerings to Reverend Sankar. I take offerings. I take offerings to Bishop Ajinasare. I take offerings. I take offerings to my fathers. And when any big man of God that I follow, I listen to, like the Nigerian one, Pastor Polynesian, when they came to Ghana, I went to Independence Square. Where were they? Was it Independence? Yeah, Independence. I went there. No, Sports Stadium. I went there with a seat prepared in my hands. I couldn't meet him. I had to give it to somebody who's close. What we do is what we teach. That is it. My final point. Giving to your man of God, number 5, is the way to share in his ministry or calling. Matthew 10:41. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. What is the righteous man's reward? Proverbs 11:30. The reward of a righteous man is eternal life. Bible says that the reward of the righteous is eternal life. But what is the reward of a prophet? Jesus says that if you give something to a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. He's not talking about heaven. That's not the reward of a prophet. That's the reward of a righteous man. Eternal life. But the reward of a prophet is these 3 things. 1. Fulfillment of your words. Fulfillment of prophecy. Your words. Who can be here? Ebim. Yeshem Kongu Abraboswa. Ebim. That's the reward of a prophet. Listen to me. Every prophet, if you speak and it doesn't happen, you become a false prophet. That means God has not honored you. God has not rewarded you. People will not even respect and honor you. But what makes a prophet feel satisfied and rewarded by God is when he speaks and it comes to pass. 1 Samuel chapter 3. The Bible tells us in verse 19 that God was with Samuel so much that he made sure that whatever Samuel said came to pass. And that made Samuel the greatest prophet in all Israel. That was it. That's what made him. So when the Bible says that you will get a prophet's reward, he's trying to say that every spoken word about your life will happen. May that be your story in Jesus' name. I said, may that be your story in Jesus' name. When he says that you get a prophet's reward, it means that anything you speak with your mouth, you operate like a prophet, it will happen. You ask God for anything in prayer, it happens. Because you walk with the prophet's reward. Say, from today, I will walk with the prophet's reward. Are you here? Lift up your brother and say, I will pray like a prophet. Say, I will speak like a prophet. Say, the words of my mouth will manifest. Just like a prophet, as I say it, I see it in the name of Jesus. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Okay? As you enter into your shop, the things you are going to say, they will be happening. Why? Because you gave a seed to your prophet. So you are operating like a prophet. You're operating like a prophet. Every prophecy hanging and delayed because you drop a seed, bam, it happens. Because you operate like a prophet. Amen. What is the prophet's reward? Number 2. Prophet reward is to partake in the similar blessings and attention from God. To partake in the similar blessings and attention from God as though you are a prophet. To get the same blessings a prophet gets. Blessings of protection. Psalm 105 verse 15, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. That means God protects you like you're also a prophet. Blessings of provision, 1 Kings 17:4. God fed Elijah using animals and using widows. That's a prophet's blessing. That's a prophet blessing. That's a prophet blessing that God provides for you. You prosper, you increase. Just like God will prosper his people, his prophets. You see how God took care of Elijah? How Elijah went to a widow. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 11 down. Elijah went to a widow and told the widow that, give me your last food. The widow said, this food, when I eat, I will die afterwards because that's the last. I'm waiting to die with my child when we eat this. Instead of the prophet to say that, oh, mobile, old woman eat, okay? In the first place, this prophet is the one who has caused the problem. He cursed the land. So, if for anything at all, he shouldn't be the one coming to look for food from a widow. But he still came. And God told him, I have commanded a widow to give you food. Meanwhile, the widow said, I don't know anything about it. So, could it be that some of you are here, God has commanded you to support a certain pastor, but you are not even aware of it? Sometimes it passes through your mind once, then you forget. Then you forget. One day I was passing by, I met a gentleman. We used to carry the church equipment on that road when we closed church from the classroom. We used to carry it every day. Your pastors today were the people who were carrying it. Carry, you see them carrying heavy speaker. So the people in the area nicknamed us Sunday to Sunday. Every day we are carrying things happening. And when I'm passing by, then they'll be gossiping and insulting me. Then one day, as I walk by, one of the gentlemen who normally is among them walked to me and greeted me, Pastor. And he said, I don't know. I don't attend your church. Anytime I see you pass, I feel like buying you a suit. But I go to Assemblies of God. I don't know you. But anytime I see you, I hear the voice to buy you suit, to give you. From that time, he started visiting our church. Every time, he was a national service person. Every time he would bring me money. He wasn't a full member. Every time, they eventually started coming. Eventually he stopped his church. He stayed in our church every time, month, week. Sometimes he goes to do extra work. Then he will get extra bonus. When he's passing, he will look for me. When he sees my car, he will come. He will give me this so that he uses it to buy fuel. He started like that. Started like that. And the Lord started blessing him. The Lord started increasing him. He came to see me. I told him, go and do voluntary. He went. He landed a job in a hospital when the government says no employment. God blessed him. Today, God has lifted him and he's not even in Ghana anymore. I'm talking about Elder Bernard. He started giving to me when he was not a church member. He was an Assemblies of God person. Do you see how God raised people? Do you see how God raised people? He said, I don't know why, but when I see you, I feel like buying you. He went to the widow. He said, give me your last food. Is it not wickedness? As I'm preaching now, some of you are insulting me in your head. He's looking for money. See, that's how the pastors have become. You know, every day they are looking for money. And then they don't let us. We are in the church and we need help. And every day they are looking for money. As I'm talking now. Today that I came to pray. See, that's why I've not been coming to church. I came to pray. See what they are talking about. Every day, money. If you were in the days of Elijah, you will arrest him. You will take him to social media. You go and give him to the bloggers. They will bring his picture. Say, a prophet taking advantage of a poor widow. That will be the caption. Wolf-like prophet. Wolf-like prophet. That will be the title. Wolf-like. They are chewing the sheep. Meanwhile, today you are celebrating Elijah. Elijah is the man of God. He calls down fire. So, Lord, I call down fire. Elijah took the last food of a widow. Poor widow. But the Bible said, and from that time, the woman kept getting food miraculously. She fed all her family, relocated to her house. Extended family. They relocated to her house to come and eat from the widow. After she gave her last to honor the prophet, she wasn't there when God spoke to the prophet, but she only obeyed. Just obey. Just obey. Don't be angry with what I'm preaching. Just obey. Don't be angry. Let's save our pastors. Otherwise, you'll be sitting here, you see that they have all come back to Accra. Because we can't take care of them. See, you see that they have all come. said, oh, Pastor, why? We don't have any church anywhere again. Yes, because nobody supports the pastors now coming now. Example, they are sending me. Nobody. Nobody. You come to church and you will not see any instrumentalist. And you'll be wondering. Because they too, they can't leave their jobs. Like you can't leave your job. They too, they can't leave their jobs. And come and get here early. And then play for us. See, that time you came to church, if they should all come around that time, who would do praise and worship? That means they have to close early and not make sales. Because most of them are drivers. And not make sales. So it is the extra money I get, the gifts I get, that I used to support these people. So that their masters will not take the cars from them. Amen. I hear what I'm saying. Let's share in the burden. Let's not criticize the prophets, because today Jehovah is sorry, he's preaching about prophets' honor. So you are going to criticize. You will leave here and go and tell people that said this and that. If I wanted money, I'll preach on Sunday. That's where the full house will be here. I'm even afraid of you. So I didn't even want to preach it. It can just be an orange. God looks at the heart. Clap your two hands for me. And then finally, the prophet's reward are the blessings he pronounces. Genesis 27:3. Esau and Jacob. Isaac said, bring me an offering and my soul will bless you. Wow. Biological father is coming to give a spiritual blessing, pronouncement. And he said, provoke it with a seed, a prophet's offering. There are people, when they are celebrating their birthday, they come to me with seed in the offering, in the office. They are celebrating birthday. They say, Papa, bless me. And I bless them for my soul. There are blessings we bless from our mouth. There are blessings that you can't hide it. That's how it is. So, as often as we nipa, there is something that when you do for a pastor, he blesses you with his soul. Even if he's angry with you, he forgets his anger. Bishop Wedopo sent an offering to Papa Idaoza when he put him in Ifira Swami. By then, he was not a big man. He was a young pastor. He carried Ifira Swami full of money and sent it to Archbishop Benzin Idaoza. And Archbishop said, pour it down. And he opened it and poured it down. Then Archbishop said, walk on it. And he walked on it. Then the old man prophesied, from today, even if you want to be poor, it is too late. Today, when the world's richest pastor, they can't quantify him. They have made him number one, but every day he says it's more than what he saw them wrote. He's more. He has more than what they wrote. That the whole world pastor, richest pastor, he private jets, or tunnel with Yenya fan raising. Yeah, there's a boo to me at all yet. Because a certain pastor he had told him that even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. It's too late. Now, that's a blessing. And they said, who has not said, receive it. Even if you don't want to be poor, it's too late. I receive. I grab. Oh. We don't get it that way. That one, the soul of the man must pour it. The soul. If you say, I have fallen, I'm a fallen pastor because I'm preaching what I'm preaching, then Isaac is a fallen man. For him to ask his own biological child, that bring an honor. So that my soul, I don't want the blessing to come from my mouth. My soul can bless you. I can just wish you happy birthday. May God give you long life and prosperity. And there you come will be a. Yes. But there are some people in this church. There is a certain brother, when he celebrates his birthday, I always check the calendar. I'm waiting for his birthday. I can't wait for the birthday to come so that I'll bless him. Because during the birthday, he will look for me. I'll just get a call. Daddy, please, where are you? Oh, maybe I want to see you. Okay, come. Do it. He will look for me. Once he comes, irrespective of the economy, for about some time now, no matter the economy, whether NDC, MPP, irrespective of the economy, ask for my $100 at least, I'll get. When I'm blessing him, I bless him different. If like be angry, it's your own cup of tea. And by the grace of God, he's getting richer and richer. When I see what God is doing with him, me myself, I get some. Because I keep blessing him and blessing him. On top of my prayer list, I can't stop praying. I can't. Recently, a certain young guy also shocked me. He's a newcomer in the church. He celebrated his birthday. I don't know who taught him that secret. Newcomer in the church. Walked to the office and gave me two envelopes. When I opened the two envelopes, he brought every month, this newcomer, every month, he has added to the two people who give me money in this church. Every month. So they are now three. I said, who taught this new boy that thing? It's not like Ofri Christianity in Awabao. No. Oba Hanos Asuma, DNA Nyoma Nyoma. So wild guy. He's not like Obina. I wonder. Then recently he celebrated his birthday. Then he came to my office. As usual, I thought, he's bringing. And I took the envelopes. He said, this one is the one I was supposed to bring you last week. I was sick, so I couldn't bring it. One castle, there are two, bro. I couldn't. Well, there are two, the other. Then it is my birthday. I want you to bless me. So I have a seat. When I open that one, bigger than this one. Now, such a birthday celebrant, you pray normal prayer. You say I'm a fallen pastor. I like it. I'm a fallen pastor. I like it. How many people did you see Jesus going to their house? How many people? Go and read your Bible. How many people did you see Jesus going to their house? But he kept going to Mary and Martha's house. Why was he going to Mary and Martha's house? Because they cooked for him to eat. That's where he goes to eat. I come dinner, I come Mary and Martha. See, a whole more. And nothing. I omo niya Lazarus wu here no. Omo pray and stay meba. I saw for Hebrew. Ain't you know? One more nyami eji omo siwa. Omo bua here no. Yes, we need kumu. Na enya boni. Opa ko dinner baby ana ka. Say me na mistake. I'm not. I will answer. I'm not afraid. I'm telling you. Osofu biada ontimi nka no kwa wenchira ono oyɛ nyaatwo oyɛ hypocrite ontimi nka, but that's the truth. Help, give to your pastor. You forgot about me. Give to your pastors. Give to them or any pastor you think you have anyway, and see how God will bless you. That is why in Philippians 4, let me close with that scripture. Everybody rise up. I'm going to pray. You are going to pray one prayer. But you read this scripture with me. Then we pray the prayer. Now, do you remember the woman who built the house for Elisha? The woman who gave Elisha food to eat and where to sleep? Do you know what God did? Elisha himself went to ask the woman, what do you want? The woman didn't say, I need something. Elijah himself went to ask. The woman said, I don't need anything. Elijah said, you don't have a child. I will make sure God gives you a child. And God gave him a child. I'm telling you, add that to your secret in life. Add that. Philippians 4. Go to the verse 15. Verse 15. And change the verse, okay? Change the version. Verse 15. I'll close you. I promise. It's not deliverance. We can't keep long. Okay? But I've given somebody a key to prosper. I've just given somebody. It's like if you can just take it. So don't talk against me. That was up for no buy, you know, or say, I said, don't bring me the offering. Go and give it to whoever is your pastor. Simple. But if only you have a pastor, give it to him. You will get blessed. That's all I'm saying. It's not Pastor Prince. Maybe I'm not your pastor. Don't worry. Give it to a pastor and see what God will do for you. Use all your heart. Are you ready to read and close? One, go. Those who are not reading, I'll give you Michael. One, go. Now listen. I transferred one of our pastors from his branch, and his branch gave him nothing. I saw the bitterness in the heart of my pastor. He said, Daddy, can you imagine that they didn't even honor me? Meanwhile, he started that branch. He struggled before this new pastor has gone to take over. And there were shepherds there and leaders there who didn't respect him because he's young. So they didn't even plan his turn-off. Great sin on that church. When he comes back, you better go and plan. If you know you are that church, go and plan and honor him. He's coming this Sunday. And that's why I'm bringing him back. Learn wisdom and honor him as your apostle I instruct you. Don't insult our pastors when they are the reason why you have a church. When he was going, I saw the tears in his heart. Not because they didn't give him anything, no, but the leaders fought him at the last day. They fought him so mad that they made him felt unwanted. The people I picked as elders and deacons there, they didn't respect him because he was a small boy that they knew. And that bitterness is in that heart of that pastor. And I felt it. And you see, if it continues that way, that church can't grow beyond a certain distance because you have wronged the one who planted it before you came. When it comes, look for, if you know you are the one, go and apologize. When it comes, say, we apologize for misbehaving, rebelling against you when you were leaving. No church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except only you. So Portu has fallen. No. Portu is canal. No. Portu, what she has said, because our cafe will be a maniska. As they said, the Pastor Prince will quite rescue there. Verse 16. For even, I'm reading with you, one go. For even in Thessalonica, you sent gifts for my need several times. Tell somebody, don't give once. Let it be a habit. As God blesses you, you give more. As He blesses you, you give more. As He blesses you, you give more. That's how we do it. Today you are giving him oranges. Tomorrow you give him a car. Tomorrow you give him a house. Today you are just giving him 100 cedis. Tomorrow you buy an aeroplane. Your heart is right. When your heart is right, God will give you more. But when you are giving, say, hey, if I don't give him. Verse 16. For even in Thessalonica, you send gifts again and again to me as your pastor. Verse 17. Not that I seek the gift. Listen, get it clearly. Tell Pastor Prince doesn't need your money. Tell him. I don't. When I take money to Bishop Agnasa, he doesn't need my money. He doesn't need my money. He's so rich. He doesn't need my money. I need his blessing. Tell the one by you need pastor's blessing. You need it. I don't need you. You need my blessing. I don't need your money. I don't need your money. Because listen, let me shock you. The truth of the matter is that I'm richer than a lot of you here. I'm not ashamed to tell you. It's true. I'm richer than a lot of you. Not because I'm a pastor. Before I became a pastor, I was richer than you. It's even when I became a pastor that I dropped. Not that I seek the gift. I'm driving, you are not driving. So I don't need your money. Huh? A lot of you, you are in maybe one bedroom, I'm in two bedroom house. I don't need your money. I don't need your money. The things I have, you may not have. I don't need your money. You are an employee. I'm an employee. I have churches under me. I have churches under me. I don't need your money. Tell somebody, pastor doesn't need your money. But tell him, you need his blessing. You need his blessing. You need his blessing. So when you are bringing something to your pastor in your branch or your pastor in the headquarters, you are giving it to him not because you need, he needs your money. No. You are giving it to him because you rather need him to bless you. It is Jacob that needed Isaac's blessing. It is Esau that needed Isaac's blessing. Not Isaac that needed the food. Get it from today and be free. Get it from today. Because a lot of you here have paid your fees before. A lot of you here have fed you before I helped you get a job. A lot of you here have been there for you. A lot of you here, I took you to go and learn a work. A lot of you here, I took you to school. A lot of you here have supported you. So, you don't have money more than me. You don't. Somebody like Michael. Michael like this. If you give me something, that means I need your money. At all. At all. Because he knows that as is there, when he gets a problem, he calls me and I will send him money. I have money. He doesn't have money. I'm his father. So when you are giving me money, you are giving money not because I need your money. I can boldly tell you that I have it more than you do. And I'm not ashamed to tell you. And if because of that you will not give, don't keep it. But I tell you that, like the way the lady went to pick the check down there for me. She went to pick the check down. The check is not from this day. You want to pick it down there. Every month, I sit in my office. Check come from company I don't work for. So it's not your money. It's not your money. It's not your money. I was with a finance director. When people sent me money from different places, and the money of the church has gotten finished, and we're owing some people, and I was using my money. My son said, no, daddy, I will not let you use your own money. I said, come on, this is what I've been doing before you took over. This is what I've been doing. It's just good that you have seen. Because that day I was with him, paying for bills of speakers that have been spoiled because of 31st. And every money is finished. And I told him that, listen, this is what I've been doing before you took over. So don't worry. Watch me do my work. Money people, strangers sent me from abroad and other places. They are the monies that I used to pay the bills of the church. So when you are giving offering, if Matthew, this little boy, is buying me orange to drink, it's because he has money than me. No. Don't sin in your head anymore. Not that I seek your gift. Let's read it. One go. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that is increasing to your account. I seek the blessing that you will get. Me person me who was to say Pentecost. I'm sorry. Say the name Shira Omu Bani Omu Yemuma. Esan say Omu Nim say the idea for your commission house. Say the bar for your master for penny. Say the turn toast. Your turn yadwa. They didn't go to university, but all their children are graduates and prophetess. I love Church of Pentecost. We are suffering for honor, man. The common do that. I like Catholic Church. If you're a Roman father, you will never be hungry. In those days in Africa, when your son is picked to go to the seminary, you jubilate. Because why you only feel in 9 years? Say, Peke Obasa or cause seminary. Eh, Adia na ye di hua hua ye mu. Say, see, umami, ti se ye, we have a foul suffer. It's true. Umami ti se mi ba be dis of o mi mami o wo mi a onu an kasa di hu adan se ye catch here ni se u ba no se uyem no obeda mi nipa onu an kasa mre ni sun ye na afa mi just kana to ho na ma wira ohiem aye sofo no o catch here mi se wa ko pray for me bi na ye se hunhun bi na e ha mi. Can you imagine afa de hunhun bi na ma meja ejuma hunhun bi na ama ma dwen ye sesa e like enye ejuma ye. And they throw the barbers of doom. Momentity was a more as a sophony now. What is to Quenjamo? What is to was a Bernard Cock? nko ye branch pastor nko be di branch pastor unso ko because me can't tell me this of una say woman for a comedy no unso ko se se bia pastor ko se se anu o person oware nti oware wi pe se se bia pastor ino ke se anu o first born second born se bia no oba e ti o mu ina ba na fe o hu se school fees no ka se dabi ska we en so asori so so no she free mumba we bo wa so nam we Europe na fe rescue no ye di duro hin to bo e ni ye di duro hin. It is a young divisa and your mistremo. Mumma Yenshia said, you're bought for real Emma as soft war. And your Reverend Prince, as soft war in general. Said, I'm going to be a number of swear, then it keep you my Jumano. Ka amen. The last verse, last two verses. Last two verses. And I'm going to be a Jumano. Last two verses. But everybody read one go. Received everything in full. So when you bring it, I'll receive it. Tell somebody your pastors will receive it. Won't you receive it?
Tell your members.
I'll receive it in
full. Won't you receive it?
I'll receive it in
full. Yes, also, you are too rich. Won't you
receive it? Please, I'll receive it in
full. When I send an offering to Bishop, he receives it in full. He doesn't say he's richer. He has university, he has everything, so he will not take. He receives it. Because that is how you will be blessed. I am fully supplied. Have more. Having received from Epaphroditus, you to one day may I mention your name. As I've mentioned the name of the little boy who supplies me orange. Every day orange. 5 cities orange. I've just mentioned his name. It's a blessing. You too. Your name will be mentioned. Your pastor and your branch will mention your name for water. For water. They will mention your name for something. You buy pure water for him to drink. Buy pure water for him. And not just that, if you can do more, do more. Do more. He said, it is a fragrant offering, a welcome sacrifice, pleasing to God. Epaphroditus, pape, me hube hi hi me, me nya fuel, me nya car, me nya say, me nya dia, me nya school fees, me nya, oh, me nya dasu se Epaphroditus, le ni envelope, beba. Me nya dasu. And then what happened? Verse 19. Last one. Now, everybody read. Everybody read.
And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches.
Say it again. My God will supply all your riches. He didn't say your God. Did he say your God? He said, my God. That is the God you are helping me to serve. The God you are serving. That's why I say you get a prophet reward. Is how God will treat the prophet, he will treat you. So my God will supply all your need. I declare that everybody who will connect prophetically from this month, may my God become your source of supply. May the God of that pastor become the source of your supply. May the God of that branch pastor become the source of your supply. May you never lack. In the name of Jesus. My God is crazy. So, if you are, a lot of you have been quoting this one, isn't it? My God will supply all my needs. My God is his riches. Oh, my God will supply. He said that on a premise. Now, same be no cannot be a new source. If you don't do the work the Epaphroditus did, you will not get my God will supply all your needs. You will not get it. You won't. My God will supply. You see, it is Philippians 4, verse 19. But if you have not done the work and you want to get the blessing, it becomes Philippians 4, 1, 9. You become a 419 person. It is 419. It must not be 419. I hear what I'm saying. A lot of you want God to bless you, but you don't want to do what the people in the Bible did. There is something called prophet's offering. It is the offering you give to your prophet. When you do that, you honor the grace over his life. When you do that, you support his ministry. When you do that, you show that you believe in what he's doing. When you do that, you help him
to achieve what God has called him to do. And when you do that, you'll get the prophet blessing, protection, provision. God will treat you as if you were a prophet. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands. Let me have the instrumentally.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.